The summer after sixth grade, I went on my very first mission trip. I'm about as talented as Meredith was. It was actually a pretty similar trip to our APA high school mission trip, except I was in sixth grade. We would travel to a city and spend a week doing home repairs for those who needed them in that city. We were grouped with a few other small churches like my own, and we were split into work teams for the week. Other than it being my very first mission trip, there are only a few other details that I remember, the first of which is how much I painted. My team was assigned a house that nobody seemed to be living in except for a single cat. And at this house, we spent all 5 days of the week painting the interior. Every wall, every cabinet, every door. I don't know that I've ever painted that much again in my life. The first few days were actually okay. I was getting to know all of the people on my team, and we were kind of getting the hang of how to paint correctly. Apparently, there's a correct way to paint. But by Wednesday, I was completely over the whole painting thing. I didn't understand why we didn't have a homeowner or a family that we were bonding with each day. I heard stories back at our housing site about how other teams were really connecting with their homeowners, or about the hardships or stories their homeowners had shared with them. It felt unfair, or almost like our work didn't matter, since we were working on an empty house. I didn't feel like I was really doing the service part of the mission trip. My understanding of serving others was limited. I believed I needed to be obviously benefiting someone else in order to truly serve. I only saw service as this kind of one-sided action, me doing something for someone else. We are in week 2 of our stewardship sermon series. We're focusing on the 3 main ideas of Christ United's mission. Love God, serve others, transform lives. Last week, we talked about loving God and the golden calves in our lives that keep us from truly living into our calling as Christians. Since we are in stewardship, it's important that we remember our commitment to God and our commitment as members or even just participants of God's church. When you become members here at Christ United or at any United Methodist Church, we promise to faithfully participate in its ministries by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Service is a big part of who we are as people at Christ United and as United Methodists and just as Christians in general. We follow Christ's example on earth, and a lot of what Jesus did centered around serving other people. Our scripture this reading is going to be from the New Testament. We are going to look at 1 Peter, and this is a letter that is readily accepted across circles that it is actually written by the Apostle Peter. It's considered a general letter, which means that it has a general audience, not just a specific church or a specific group of people. And although it's considered general, we do know that this letter was written to believers in northern ancient Asia Minor, which is currently Turkey. And that area was mostly Gentiles with a few Jewish communities interspersed in. So this was written to those believers there. And the introduction of my women's study Bible says this about the letter. Its primary focus was to help early Christians learn how to survive in a hostile world. With that in mind, let's read our scripture for today. 1 Peter 4, we're going to be reading verses 8 through 11. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. This is going to be our focus. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. There are three things that I want to highlight from that scripture, and they all come from that 10th verse. And I think we're going to throw that verse up on the screen. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. So we're going to look at stewards, serve, and gift. These are the three things that we're going to focus on when we consider how to better serve the world around us. And we're going to start with gifts. What gifts have each of us been given? And this answer is going to look different for each of us. We've each been blessed with the different things that we're good at, or maybe it's simply something you really enjoy doing. What are your gifts in life? And these gifts don't have to be super extravagant gifts. We don't have to be the best at something for it to be a gift. Maybe you're super gifted at words. You know just what to say to lift someone up, to bring joy into someone else's life. Others of us may find ourselves simply with the gift of time. When I started ministry, I would get Fridays and Saturdays as my days off. And during that first year of ministry, I signed up to volunteer at a local food bank every Friday morning. They were always looking for weekday morning help. And I found myself with my Friday mornings available. It wasn't like I had some superior food bank skills. My gift was simply my time. Gifts don't have to be large or extravagant or in your face. Gifts don't have to be something that only you have. If your gift is teaching and a few other people in your small group or your Sunday school class are also good at teaching, that's a win. It's not something that has to be capitalized by just one person. Instead, by hearing from different voices, from different leaders, we're able to better hear different experiences, to get a more well-rounded understanding, and everyone benefits. I've painted a lot in my lifetime. I've painted walls, canvases, furniture. I would not say I am particularly good at painting. I'm not good at painting. I don't really even enjoy painting that much. Yet in sixth grade, on my first ever mission trip, I had the time and I had somewhat of an ability to paint. I didn't recognize it as a gift at the time, but it absolutely was. Our gifts all look different, and they could change day by day, situation by situation. But by recognizing the gifts that each of us are given, we're able to truly take advantage of those gifts. Gifts that have been entrusted to us. Which leads us to our next word, steward. Verse 10 says, like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. When people hear churches talk about stewardship season, their minds typically jump straight to money, which is fair and probably not entirely untrue. But in reality, when we talk about stewardship season, we're talking about being good stewards of everything that's entrusted to us. Yes, money is for sure a part of that. Money is a gift given to us. So are things like time, commitment, abilities. The list goes on and on. There are a lot of things that can be considered gifts. And we are all called to be good stewards of the gifts given to us. When I worked in youth ministry and I would take a group on a trip, typically we would stay either at another church building or on campgrounds. And at the beginning of every trip, I would stand up and make an announcement to everyone. I would remind our students that they were called to be good stewards of the facilities that we were staying in. The church or camp had graciously opened up their space for us. They had entrusted their space to us. And in return, we were to be good stewards of that space. That meant things like picking up our trash, being careful with furniture, not defacing any property. So many rules that I would have had if I had to come up with a list of rules could have been summed up with simply being good stewards of the space that was entrusted to us. God gives us each gifts. We all have different gifts, and they're gifts that aren't just given to us, they're actually entrusted to us. We get to decide how to use those gifts or whether we use those gifts at all. And if we are to be good stewards of those gifts, that means using the gifts in a way that glorifies God, in a way that makes this world a better place, in a way that helps someone else. We should use our gifts for good. On my sixth grade mission trip, the gift of painting was entrusted to me. I was tempted to slack off. I was tempted to maybe forget to do a second coat on some of the walls. I had a choice whether or not to be a good steward of the gift I was entrusted with. We all have the choice of whether or not to use our gifts for good, whether or not to be good stewards. Here's verse 10 one more time. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. We all have gifts, and we are all called to use those gifts as well as be good stewards of that which is entrusted to us. If we do those things, we are serving. By using our gifts, we are able to serve others. And in order for us to serve well, we have to know our gifts and we have to choose to use those gifts for good. Here at Christ United, we actually have an entire department called Serving Others. Service is part of our DNA here at Christ United. We're known around the city as the church that built the house on the corner. We have a presence in a number of different schools. We are always finding ways to address social justice issues and creative ways to reach out to the community around us. If you're not sure how to use your gift or how to even serve in the first place, any person on our staff would be happy to talk to you and find a way to use your gift to be plugged into this community. We truly believe that one of the best ways we can share our faith with the world is to be the hands and feet of God, to be the hands and feet of Christ to everyone we come into contact with. I want to share this Chinese saying with you. If you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help somebody. It's scientifically proven that when we help others, we receive a neurological boost too. Serving is not only good for us and doesn't just bring us happiness, it's also essential to our identities as followers of Christ. Jesus served the world around him. Jesus made time for those on the margins. He spoke up for those who were overlooked. He made his entire ministry about sharing love with all people. We are called to serve all people by being good stewards of the gifts that have been entrusted to each of us. And one of my favorite things about serving others is that often it's contagious. We've all heard stories, or maybe you've even witnessed it firsthand, the power of paying it forward. The chain reaction that happens when one person decides to serve, when one person decides to be selfless. After my junior year of high school, I went on my sixth mission trip, exactly six since that very first one as a sixth grader. That year, we traveled to Louisiana, where we did hurricane relief. It was a few years after Hurricane Katrina, and we were working on projects that FEMA had not yet completed. And as I met my team that summer and I learned what projects we would be working on for the week, I suddenly had a flashback to that very first mission trip. We would be working on an uninhabited house. The house was too damaged for the family to live in. So we would be working on a house with no homeowners, just like I did in sixth grade. Because I was a little older, and because I knew the devastation of Katrina and the necessity of the work we were doing, I found myself a little more encouraged than I was as a sixth grader. But as the week went on, we were nowhere close to finishing our project, and a new frustration set in. We weren't going to finish what we started. We did all of this work, and yet there was no end in sight. And in our last night of worship, I will never forget the message that was preached by one of our youth leaders. They shared about what a huge impact we had made on this community and how even though we couldn't see the fruition of our projects, we should feel confident that we were a part of a very large puzzle. Our work that week was only one piece of a puzzle. We couldn't see the whole picture. We most likely never would. But the puzzle could not be completed without our peace, without our service. We were only a glimpse of restoration. We were good stewards of the gifts that we had, and we used those to serve, regardless of whether we finished the project or not. These early Christians, the ones Peter wrote this letter to, needed to know how to best follow Christ. They needed to know how to survive in a hostile world. And one of the things Peter encouraged them to do was to serve. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. We, too, are called to serve. Serving glorifies God. Serving can change someone's situation. It has the power to transform our lives, too. My sixth grade painting skills probably made a difference in someone's life. Not sure. But even if it didn't, it helped shape the way I understand serving. We are all capable. We are all given gifts, and we are all entrusted with those gifts to share them with the world. No matter the size of our gift, or even if we are only just one piece of the puzzle, we are all called to serve all people. Amen.